This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Celebrate a couple birthdays on a Bad Choice Friday. Turning 62 years old today, that would be MC Hammer the Tune. Too Legit to Quit, taking on the lead singer of Toto, one Bobby Kimball, who turned 78. The song Rosanna. Mike, how was the voting?
It was decently close by the end of it, Miles. It was a 56-44 split, and it doesn't happen very often, but by God, I think I influenced everybody. So, Dad, listen to me now. Pull out them parachute pants.
It's here. MC Hammer on a Bad Choice Friday.
Here's your winner. Welcome to the weekend. You're listening to Men's Room, 99.9 KISW Seattle.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill, 99.9. KISW.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with T.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
That would work.
Damn it.
You still having trouble with buttons today?
I am.
Armageddon.
All right. Your choices are the Jimmy
Fallon Kimmel,
Seth Meyers, Stephen Colbert, or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It's right there in the title. These guys have teased the talents and writers up and come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
People are losing their life savings in whiskey scams. Back in my day, we just drank the money away.
Seth Meyers.
Ted Smith.
That's me.
Nice.
Whiskey scam.
Yeah, people invest in like these barrels.
Yeah, I read something about what is the thing?
Some so you guys can invest in whiskey barrels in certain companies.
All right.
But they're just kind of making up fake ones.
Oh, okay.
Cans of Coca-Cola have been recalled because of plastic contamination. Today, waiters said, "Is Pepsi okay?" And customers were like, "Nah, give me the plastic Coke."
Fallon.
Yeah, Fallon.
Yeah, that's Fallon.
I saw that cans of Coca-Cola have been recalled due to a potential plastic contamination.
Ooh.
Today, waiters said, "Is Pepsi okay?" And people were like, "Nah, give me the plastic Coke."
The Dodgers got a jump on everybody. They started the season last week in Japan with a 2-game sweep of the Cubs. That's how loaded the Dodgers are this year. They started the season 2 games ahead of everyone else, and they're only spending $398.2 million this year to do it. They don't even need to steal bases. They just buy them.
Seth Meyers.
Kimmel.
You know, the Dodgers got a jump on everybody. They started the season last week. They had a 2-game sweep of the Cubs in Tokyo. That's how loaded the Dodgers are this year. On opening day, they're already 2 games ahead of everyone else. And they're only spending $398.2 million this year to do it. So they don't even need to steal bases. They just buy them from the other team.
It is nice to see baseball back.
It is.
Mariners actually got a win.
Let's go.
Right? Certainly.
It's real early.
That was a great finish last night, though. I know it's early, and I know it's the Athletics, but that was a fun finish last night.
It is. And this is a fun time of year for baseball, right?
Yeah.
Like, let's be honest, the baseball season's so long. You have the dog days. So, like, once you get to, like, late July, like, early August, those are kind of like, you're just like, yeah, they're playing every day.
A little burned out, right? But, hey, as of right now, we're still in contention for the series.
There you go, man.
That's what I'm saying. And then you get to, like,
time,
you know,
first place, baby.
Once you, like, get to late August, right, then it's kind of, you're getting fired back up again. Postseason's around the corner. But, yeah, it's definitely the middle of the season where I feel like football kind of ramps up the whole year. You know what I mean? Like,
but it's limited games, right?
It's limited games. And if you miss, like, you know, those first couple games, it's still hot outside. You might be on a lake. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to watch the games. You're fired up. But if you miss it, it's not that big of a deal. Whereas I feel like baseball, like the first month, you're freaking locked in.
Oh, yeah, baby. I got the flag out. I'm wearing the hat every day now. We're doing.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It is fun. I mean, it's just good to see it. And, like, we got through the little bad part, as I call it, after the Super Bowl, those 3 weeks, right?
Yep.
We got the tournament rolling. Right. We got the tournament rolling. And then we got, what, NHL and NBA playoffs starting next week, I think?
Is it next week?
It's got to be. So they're getting there. So just, you know, just a good time of year. All right. You guys ever look at a celebrity and think, they sold their soul to the devil?
Just based on the lack of talent and the fact that they're so famous?
So somebody asked the internet, what celebrity gives you the I sold my soul to the devil vibes? Now, the top two are pretty obvious. The top one, you should know. I think the guy has talent. I really liked a lot of his music.
Kanye.
I think he just sold his soul to the devil just because he likes the devil. You know what I mean?
Hey, devil, if you got some money, I'll give you my soul.
Right, great jams together.
I think even the devil's like, bro, you're kind of too much.
You're nuts.
You know, I try to be subtle in my ways. You're just too out there, man.
All right, let's see. 14 on the list, Jennifer Lopez.
Depends.
Acting
or music.
Really sing well. I mean, she can dance, she's good looking, but I mean, you're kind of done.
But is she upper echelon enough to where we would say that she sold her soul for fame and fortune?
Yes. Just based on the amount of money she makes,
right, like, she was a dancer, she put out some good pop songs, and then a couple of her movies weren't bad. Like, to me, you could just see her trajectory.
Yeah.
So it doesn't seem... She doesn't seem as bad to me on this list.
Good little arch.
What's that?
Good little arch on her trajectory.
Yeah.
You know, she did the Super Bowl.
Right. That's true. Like, next on the list is Katy Perry.
Yeah. I don't
know. That one makes sense.
Okay.
That one makes sense.
Fair enough.
Right. But she just, again, I would like to hear her sing without auto-tune and all the producers.
I don't think you would. I get the feeling that's why it's there, right?
But she looks like a pop star. So I think that you could easily make that be like, oh, she just sold her soul.
And I think she has talent, and I think she has an ear for music. I think she has a good ability to, like, read and write music. I don't know that her talent is in performing it.
I guarantee you this. If you clean the kitchen, she's got talent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one seems crazy. Number 12, they put Michael Jackson.
What? Really?
That guy had a ton of talent.
I mean, he may have sold his soul for a million different things, but you never questioned his talent. You questioned everything about Michael Jackson, but not his talent.
There's plenty to dislike. Like,
what's that?
He would have had to sell it when he was 8.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Well, that's the other thing, too. There's plenty to dislike about Michael Jackson, right?
Sure.
But talent-wise, you can't question his talent. No. I mean, he was that good of a singer. Marilyn Manson. Yeah,
just based on his character.
Again, he seems like Kanye. Like, he's just hanging out with the devil to hang out with
him. Yeah, he's just embracing
it. It's cool, man.
Ozzy Osbourne?
No.
Ozzy's just Ozzy.
I like this quote, though. Somebody said, because they just asked the internet, right? Somebody said, Ozzy's one of the few people who gambled with the devil and won.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think Ozzy is on there based on the fact he's still alive.
Yeah.
Right. Just based on his lifestyle, everything else. I think that's it.
He just enjoys drugs and rock.
Yeah.
Sticking with old rockers. Uh-huh. People are still shocked he's alive.
Nikki Six?
No.
Keith Richards.
Thank you.
Keith Richards. Yep.
You got to keep in mind, he is still alive. There is a famous quote from like the 70s or 80s where they're like, you know, everybody has like a clock and they take bets on when you're going to die. And he's like, yeah, I guess so. I'm probably not going to make it. It's 2025.
Right.
That man is fine. That.
He fell out of a palm tree trying to get a coconut. He was on coke and he busted his head wide open.
And his biggest complaint was that whatever medication they gave him to deal with the pain, he was like, I can't do the pump of cocaine. right. that I normally do. It doesn't mix with the drug. Like that was his only complaint. Jesus, man.
God said, let there be light. Keith Richards said it was good.
I'm going to get that coconut.
He's like a cockroach.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's going to survive.
He's going to keep going.
Well, you look at some people. Miles, who's that golfer? He got super famous and then did so much coke and, like, blew up his nose.
Yeah, the guy that's on the Live Tour. I cannot remember his name.
So, but, like, some people, you see that. Keith Richards, like, I don't look like there's anything wrong with the guy.
Oh, no.
What, he did Pirates of the Caribbean? He just walked in and wore the same stuff.
Yes.
He didn't even need to do makeup.
The only thing that's going to kill him is a bus.
Let's see. William Dafoe. They say, but in a good way? Someone joked, the devil sold his soul to William Dafoe.
Now, the thing is William Dafoe is just nuts.
He is insane.
You know,
he's a great actor, though.
He is. He's very good.
Because we need a weirdo, so come on in and do the part.
Could you imagine him, like, I don't know, sitting down at a bar with Christopher Walken?
Oh, my God.
Between the two of them? Yeah, you're like, oh, man.
I mean, William Dafoe, I thoroughly enjoy his movies.
I do, too.
But if somebody was like, hey, William's coming over, he just wants to sit on the couch and hang out, I'm like, no,
no, man.
No, it's going to get weird. I don't know how. But, like, no.
He's gonna ask you something that's completely out of left field that you are not going to know how to answer.
You ever saved a prairie dog?
Or it'll be sorry, like, what? It's not weird, but we should get naked and do push-ups. And I'll be like, all right, man.
You ever get naked with another man and do push-ups?
Right.
I live in Guam. It's some weird thing.
Yeah, I just want to be like, also, William, like, why are you here? Like, I know I'm a fan, but, like, I didn't sign up for this.
He just shows up to parties. Hello.
Yeah, and he's like, can we watch Bluey?
What?
God, this is getting weird, William. Mr. Beast. But some would argue that he does good on his platform. He gives out a lot of money.
That wouldn't be the first time. Because he does so much good, there's been a lot of people that are like, nah, he's old as old, man.
Have you had his candy bar?
No, I've not.
Yeah. I see it all the time.
Beast food or whatever it is.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Beast meals or something like that.
Mm. Well, they made like a Lunchable, but then he has like just a candy bar. And like if you go to 7-Eleven, it's always right there. Like Mr. Beast candy bar.
Right.
Well, and to his credit, kids love that S.
They do, right?
Because they just see him doing his videos and everything.
I mean, to go crazy church lady on you, you look at his name. You got the number of the beast, like the beast is reminiscent of evil. So Mr. Beast, like, well, shoot.
They put Logan Paul on there.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He sold his integrity.
Definitely sold that.
I mean, for whatever reason, people love him. They sell pay-per-views. They sell tickets. I mean,
I will say, as far as the Paul brothers go, Logan got into the most trouble because of the thing over there in Japan. However, when he jumped into the WWE, he came in as a heel. He plays it really well because the guy's a jackass. He's a douchebag. So he actually fits really well with it, and he's got quite a bit of talent there as far as his...
And you're right, and his brother does the boxing stuff.
Yeah.
Jared Leto, I can't tell if he's weird, a cult leader, or both.
Right? He doesn't seem like he sold his soul. He does seem like he's just a cult leader.
He seems like he's trying to take your soul.
Yes.
He seems like he is the devil.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm with you, man.
I was just out doing drugs. I don't even know who won the election. What's COVID?
Yeah.
He really was. He was just out floating around.
He was, dude.
He like emerged from a forest.
He was wandering the desert.
Jared is back.
I've got a new album.
I'm going. You ever seen American Psycho, the movie?
Oh, yeah.
Great movie.
Eh.
But what?
Eh.
You don't like it?
No.
Why not?
I've watched it several times. I can't understand it.
Solo work of Phil Collins?
No.
Okay.
Oh. Jared Leto, though, plays just an a-hole in that movie.
Oh,
who ends up getting murdered. But it's like, I think Jared Leto just showed up that day, and they were like, just be you.
Just be you, dude. You don't need a script.
Do you like Huey Lewis?
I love that movie. I can watch it all day.
Hey, Paul.
I like this one. They say the entire Kardashian clan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mom whoring out her daughter. Man.
Absolutely.
Her daughter was underage when the sex tape came out, which is why we know anything about Kim Kardashian. And the mom signed off on it.
You become a multimillionaire based on your sex tape. Yeah, you kind of sold
it. Well, and they got
age
famous.
Sex tape, man.
And they got famous because the dad was defending O.J. Simpson.
Right.
Like the whole thing's kind of wrapped up in evil stuff. All right, Adam Levine, they put on the list.
Really?
Well, he has a unique vocal range.
Yes, he does.
But every song they do sounds very similar.
Yeah, for sure.
So they just keep making money off basically the same formula, but a lot of bands do that.
We already got Kanye, number two on the list. If you listen to rap music, you will know this guy. Nobody?
Nothing.
Machine Gun Kelly.
We the best. DJ Khaled. Yeah. Nobody gets that rich and famous by simply saying, "We the best music" before every song starts.
We the best. What does he actually do? Like, I've seen some things and I've heard some things, right? And I'm like, he's fine, but for the amount of money that dude has, I don't get it.
It's because he puts his name at the start of every song.
Well, there's to his credit, there is countless songs that you don't hear his voice on.
But he's produced it.
He's produced them, okay. And then to his credit, there was just some monster songs you couldn't get away from, and he produced all of them. He made the tracks. Right. He was smart enough to be like, "All right, Mike Thrill, Fly Down Miami. We're gonna make this song. Miles is gonna sing the hook." Mm-hmm. You know, and then
I'm
still
waiting on that message.
We the best. We the best. We the best.
The hook. It's my part.
You can play your eggs, Miles.
That's right.
Let's see. I know what everybody's doing tonight. They're rushing home. Mike is the World Figure Skating Championship.
Oh, damn right. All right. I've already got it pre-recorded.
Oh, excellent. Hell excellent. Yeah. Let's see. I think the spring football is kicking off. You're going to have Elite Eight games. You'll have two basketball games on Saturday, two on Sunday to see who makes it to the Final Four. Saturday Night Live, you have Mickey Madison hosting, and the musical guest Morgan Wallen.
Nice.
The guy's on top of the world. You got a bunch of shows coming back Sunday. Simpsons, Yellow Jackets, Righteous Gemstones. You know, get your TV
all the good stuff. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Man has his Tesla keyed, so he sues the guy for $1 million cash. Meanwhile, it turns out the New Jersey mayor was drunk with a kid in a car when she got into a crash. Hopefully, the kids got the day off when a bobcat walked into school. 3,000 pastries, they're baked to keep a statue looking cool. And a U.S. Postal employee steals $18,000. That is a hell of a lot of stamps. And it's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story, we go to Louisiana, where an elementary school had to be evacuated. During PE one day, students and a coach noticed a trespasser in the gym, but it wasn't a person. No. It was a bobcat.
Bobcat?
Bobcat. Hmm. Initially writing it off as a house cat, the gym was eventually evacuated and locked down as school officials called local fish and wildlife. They still have yet to capture the animal, and the gym will remain closed until they've done so.
Jesus.
They couldn't help but joke that they might send the cat down the road to the rival school, whose mascot, you guessed it,
is a bobcat.
Is the bobcat.
Uh-huh.
Just send it on down there. Which, I didn't quite realize how small bobcats can be.
If you mistake it for a house cat, yeah, I gotta think it's a tiny bobcat.
Just looks like a big house cat, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
I remember seeing a video of a dude that, you know, it was from his Ring camera or whatever it was outside of his garage, and his wife first got attacked by it, and then all of a sudden he's holding it up, and it looks really no bigger than just a big house cat. It's like, my God, it's a bobcat! And he throws it down.
I was driving in the middle of nowhere in Canada, and a lynx ran across the street.
Dear God.
And I could not believe how small it was.
They're cool looking,
but
man.
I have seen a cat in the wild, other than, of course, my cat Gomez, who apparently wilder than probably that lynx.
See, and I was always nervous when I would, you know, hike around when I was in Issaquah at the time. Like, I'm waiting for a doggone bobcat to come out of nowhere.
Right.
Just see me out there in the middle of the woods right there in its territory.
What are they saying across the street from you, Ted? Is it a cougar or a bobcat in that park?
It's got to be maybe a bobcat.
I want to say
they always say it's like some kind of, yeah, there's a little like beaver dam reserve.
Okay.
It's like, right, like if you walk out my back, like if you go into those woods, it's a cool little area.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're always saying there's a big cat, but I'm saying it's got to be like a bobcat.
So are your neighbors saying that they have seen this thing?
That's the word on the street.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a sign up that says like, be careful walking your dog.
No, like on your next door app and all that stuff.
Oh yeah. That's always fun. Hmm.
It is. You know what's funny? I've sent so many gifts to my brother that somehow they invited me to his neighborhood's next door app.
Yeah, damn.
I'm keeping up on stuff. I'm thinking about putting fake stuff in there.
You should, man.
Right.
Prowler.
Saw a wolf.
And then put my brother's address in there. Like, take your guns over. Shoot it.
Local Gigoloville.
Whose elephant is on the loose out here?
Right. It's all a tiger in the pond.
In other news, we go to New Jersey. Good God. We go to New Jersey where they like to celebrate the holiday. We go back to St. Patrick's Day, where officers stopped a driver that they believed was under the influence because it's St. Patrick's Day. The woman complied but did show signs of impairment as she stumbled out of the car, had damage on her passenger mirror that she couldn't keep her story straight on, and the water bottle of alcohol and empty liquor bottle that were found in the car as well were kind of evidence that she might have been under the influence there. Officers performed a field sobriety test that she failed and she was arrested, but what makes things worse,
Her child was in the car that she had just picked up from daycare.
Oh, damn.
Locked in the car seat back there, just having a time. But she was also asked to resign from her place of employment because of this arrest as mayor of one of the cities in the area.
Oh, damn.
Classic.
Okay.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
But I feel like once you start, I don't know, you get to the point you're putting that liquor in your water bottle. I mean, right. Just, something's got
to
click.
We got to talk to somebody.
You got a funnel for that?
Right. And again, you're
right. You're not trying to sneak it into a sporting event. No.
Correct.
Right.
I was about to say, and it's the difference with it being the liquor. You know, I will admit there might have been a parade that I went to a few years back to where I did, maybe had a White Claw inside of a water bottle, so it kind of faded over there. But
man, not on your way to pick up your kid.
No.
Correct. Right, you went to an event and you were like, I want to have a little cocktail.
Yeah.
Like, you sneak a plastic bottle of water full of vodka into a game. I go, get it, saving money.
Hell yeah.
Plus, all you're doing is driving to pick up your kid. You're coming back home.
Yes. Right.
You don't need to take that with you.
Yes.
It's probably no more than 20 minutes to go get the kid. Maybe 15, 20 to get back.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
I can't even go that long without a drink.
Oh, God, man. Just keep it together. A woman in Boston is facing charges for stealing from work. She worked at the USPS and had figured out how things worked enough to make a cash flow system of her own. She was caught making, quote, no-fee money orders that customers did not ask for, and she was replacing money from the till with these money orders, pocketing the cash. Once they were clued into her scheme, they found that she had been working this system for just under 2 years, amassing roughly $19,000 in stolen funds. And she's now facing charges.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
You can steal from a lot of establishments, and you will probably get away with it.
Yeah.
You steal from the government, they're going to find out.
They're going to know.
They do one thing right, it's keep the books.
Yeah, right.
They know
you might not like what's on
the books.
Well,
you don't know. You don't know. The ones that haven't got caught, we don't know about.
That's a fact. That's so fair.
I will say, in Mike's defense, I used to go to, first I went to Vegas, my mom had a friend that was a great gambler.
Oh, right.
You got the best hookups in Vegas. Then she did 3 years in federal pen because she was funneling money from the D.C. government.
Oh.
Millions.
Which is why she gambled.
Right. Turns out she wasn't that good of a gambler. She just spent millions.
Damn.
She was a roller.
Damn.
They found her.
They got her. But just in case those stories up to bad taste in your mouth,
thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Butte, Montana, where a community came together to crowdfund. The city is home to a statue known as Our Lady of the Rockies that overlooks Butte, but with large grand art pieces, they require maintenance. So in connection with the Catholic Church, volunteers came together to prepare confections for a bake sale, baking 600, they call them pasties, a day. 600 a day to prepare for this fundraiser. This event has gone on for 30 years and demands upwards of 3,000 pasties to satisfy the crowd. They're hoping to raise $55 million to build a tram to the statue as well as general maintenance. But the kids just came in there. They got a new confection oven,
Confection oven. Everything we put in there is a dessert.
That's fantastic.
I thought those were like filled with meat.
I believe so.
Pasties.
I think so.
Yeah,
I think you're right. Yeah.
They might be, and they're rolled a specific way. It's a certain kind.
It was made for like coal miners and stuff.
Oh,
or like if you're mining whatever, because you could just kind of handheld it.
All right.
Then if you get it in a restaurant, you can put gravy on it. I've heard.
Yeah.
Pasties here go for women's nipples.
That's right.
Yep.
Men's Room Sports are brought to you by the fine folks at Sports on Wet, and what a day for Seattle sports yesterday. The Kraken hosted the Edmonton Oilers, whom you may know as the participation trophy winners in last year's Stanley Cup. They came out with a dominant 6-1 win here at home. 6-1. Well done, boys. Meanwhile, if you caught the Mariners season opener here at home against the Athletics, you saw a well-fought game down by one in the eighth, just in time for a couple clutch dingers from Arozarena and Polanco to put the Mariners over 4-2 with the win to start the season. Well done, boys.
Woot woot.
Let's keep this season rolling. As far as what you're going to watch over the weekend, you got NBA basketball, college tournament hoops, rugby featuring the Seawolves, soccer featuring the Sounders, hockey featuring the Kraken, baseball featuring your Mariners, and UFL football is back.
That's right.
Underway with more over the weekend. Find out where and when to watch all those sports in one convenient location. It is called the Sports on What app. As far as your weather over the weekend, you've got prevalent cloud cover all weekend long with bouts of rain. Highs in the low 50s, 60 on Sunday, and lows in the mid 40s. And that is it for your headlines. With that, have a great weekend. Mike Hawk is out.
Yeah, grab yourself a six-pack of Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager or the IPA. We'll talk to you again on Monday.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until Monday, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.